This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. The U.S. State Department Tuesday announced Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Ukraine this week, where he will meet with President Vladimir Zelensky as tensions between the U.S. and Russia continue to escalate over a possible Russian invasion of its neighbor. Blinken will be in Kyiv late Wednesday and the hastily arranged trip to show U.S. support following a series of diplomatic meetings between Moscow and the West in Europe last week that failed to resolve stark disagreements over Ukraine and other security matters. Instead, those meetings appear to have increased fears of a Russian as a pretext for intervention. Last week, the White House said U.S. intelligence officials believe Russia had already deployed operatives to rebel-controlled eastern Ukraine to carry out acts of sabotage there and blame them on the Ukrainian government to create a pretext for a possible invasion. Speaking to reporters Monday, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov rejected the U.S. allegations that it was preparing to invade Ukraine. Speaking to reporters, Lavrov dismissed the U.S. claim as total disinformation. Australia's health ministry reports the fast-spreading Omicron variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 in Australia has led to its highest day death toll of the pandemic. The ministry posted 74 COVID deaths Tuesday, with the fatalities spread across Australia's three most populous states, 36 deaths in South New Wales, 22 deaths in Victoria, that are pushing Australian hospitals to the brink of collapse. Authorities in Victoria State imposed a code brown emergency for hospitals in Melbourne, its capital city, and several regional hospitals. This is VOA News. Reports from Afghanistan say the death toll from an earthquake that struck the western part of that country Monday has risen to at least 26 people. The U.S. Geology Survey reports the epicenter of the magnitude 5.3 quake was about 40 kilometers east of Bagis province capital Kala-Inaw. The Afghan official Bakhtar News Agency quoted local authorities as saying women and children were among the victims. Most of the casualties in with the roofs of many residential houses collapsed. Poverty-stricken Afghanistan, the Hindu mountain range, which lies near the junction of the Eurasian and Indian tectonic plates. The South Asian nation is already in the grip of a humanitarian crisis stemming from years of war, natural disasters, and a prolonged drought. Vatican officials reported Tuesday the Vatican Secretary of State and his deputy have both tested positive for COVID-19, the highest-ranking Vatican officials yet to test positive since the pandemic began. The official said Cardinal Pietro Parolin, who serves as the Vatican Secretary of State and is considered Pope Francis's number two man, has very light symptoms, while his deputy, Archbishop Edgar Pena Parra, is asymptomatic. There was no immediate comment on their last contact with the Pope. It wasn't clear Francis had received a booster shot, which has been administered to his predecessor, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. Former Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko was due back in court in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, Wednesday, as a judge there considers whether to grant him bail or order his arrest in a treason case he says is politically motivated. Poroshenko, who led Ukraine from 2014 to 2019, returned to the country Monday to face the charges and told supporters at the airport he'd come back to help Ukraine face the growing threat of a Russian invasion. He added to that message in a series of tweets from his Twitter account Tuesday, saying with the help of its international partners, Ukraine will stand its ground. Prosecutors accused Poroshenko of treason for allegedly using illegal coal sales to finance Russian-backed separatists from 2014 to 2015. If convicted, he could face 15 years in prison. His initial court appearance Monday lasted 12 hours. A member of Malta's Christian Democrat Party, Roberto Metsola, was elected president of the European Union's Parliament Tuesday to finish the term of Italian politician David Sassoli, who died last week. Metsola is only the third woman elected to the post, and having just turned 43, as she is the European Parliament's youngest president. She received 458 of the 616 votes cast Tuesday. She was already acting president since Sassoli's death January 11th. She'll lead an institution which has become more powerful over the years and instrumental in charting the course of the 27-nation bloc. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff.